At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
And WMAL.com.
Rex Tillerson still on the job as Secretary of State amid reports a change is coming.
Government officials say the White House is considering a plan to replace Tillerson with CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders pushing back.
When the president loses confidence in someone, they will no longer serve in the capacity that they're in. The president was here today with the Secretary of State.
Tillerson's relationship with President Trump has grown increasingly strained over the past several months.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes checking your money. The Dow opens the day 24,272. The NASDAQ at 68.74. In sports, it was ugly in Dallas as the Redskins lose to the Cowboys 38-14. Ouch. Capitals fall to the Kings 5-2. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on a CZ USA 712 G2 semi-automatic shotgun. Take 30% off Cabela's casual apparel and save 25% on all buck knives. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic report now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Virginia, dump freeze. Hang on, we're going southbound now. An unusual backup. We have a crash southbound on I-95 south of 234 in Dumfries. Day 2 looks like it's going to be along the right side, so left lane's getting by the scene of the accident. Now northbound, if you're coming north out of Stafford and Triangle and through Dumfries, your lanes are open and not seeing any delays for the northbound stretch until you get to about Dale City, past Potomac Mills, sign up toward the Occoquan into Lorton. So that's the 95 scoop. 95 in Maryland look good, no problems heading down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now for 270, we are bunched up here trying to get into Urbana. The crash before the exit for Route 80 or that had the right lane blocked. In Gaithersburg, the closure remains and will, according to authorities, till most of the rush hour. 355 closed each direction just north of Gaithersburg High School between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. You can use North Summit to East Diamond as an alternate, or 270. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting on this Friday, we've got lots of sunshine, low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Look for that sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. We'll bump it up to the mid to upper 50s for our Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 49 degrees at Reagan National. The traffic and weather sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Find Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Yes, we are kicking off the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon, and the donations are coming in, and you too can donate at 888-294-8560. Coming up at 7:05, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst, will be with us with a breakdown of what broke down last night in the game. At 7:35, Eli Lake from Bloomberg with the Tillerson rumors and his take on North Korea. And at 8:05, it's Brian Riedel. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnais this morning.
Well, good morning. Going to jump back in the news for you here right now. Talk first of all about the President of the United States just tweeting a moment ago about the Kate Steinle killer. And that is Jose Inez Garcia Zarate. He was acquitted on all of the death charges for Kate Steinle. So not even involuntary manslaughter charged in San Francisco. Here's the president's tweet about this. The Kate Steinle killer came back and back over the weakly protected Obama border, always committing crimes and being violent, and yet this info was not used in court. His exoneration is a complete travesty of justice. Build the wall. All capital letters, exclamation point. It's the President of the United States reacting this morning. I'm sure we'll have more from him as the morning goes along. Other news out of the White House or surrounding the White House right now is this concern over whether or not Rex Tillerson will continue to be Secretary of State for much longer. There's news that has been breaking this week, broke yesterday, that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson may finally be en route for the exits, to be replaced potentially by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. The Washington Post reporting that Pompeo could then be replaced by Senator Tom Cotton, which is, of course, he's one of the hardest, according to the Washington Post, the hardest line hawk in the Senate. The plan hatched by White House Chief of Staff John F. Kelly is expected to be set in motion over the next few weeks and has broad support within Trump's inner circle. But it was unclear whether Trump had signed off on the plan yet. And the president has been known to change his mind about personnel and other matters before finalizing decisions with public announcements.
And nobody knows if Tillerson has agreed to step down by the end of the year. But the going theory is that, you know, you'll see this sometimes with the Trump administration. It's floated publicly, like according to a source within the White House or a source close to the it's floated. And that's kind of like the signal. We saw this with Jeff Sessions. But Jeff Sessions offer his resignation, but he was not taken up on it.
Declined.
Right. So he offered it. So they say this may be, you know, a signal to Rex Tillerson that it's time to go.
Look, it's not a secret that Tillerson and Trump have been on opposite sides of several coins.
Yes.
So there's been a bunch of issues. One, remember Tillerson in public talking about diplomacy with North Korea, Trump telling him to stop wasting his time in public. Tillerson supposedly furious over the decision by Trump to end the nuclear deal with Iran. According to this Post piece, seeming to undercut the State Department's attempts to mediate the feud between Qatar and its Arab neighbors, and then his decision to send his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to deal with the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, again, outside of the State Department. So there's just been some tension there, or at least it appears so in public, and it may be coming to an end.
Yes, and the Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, was asked about this rumor, and here's what she had to say.
Said many times before, as many of you love to write these type of stories, when the president loses confidence in someone, they will no longer serve in the capacity that they're in. The president was here today with the Secretary of State. They engaged in a foreign leader visit and are continuing to work together to close out what we've seen to be an incredible year.
And, all right. So
yeah, and again, remember the other thing, and this is, you know. This was one of the big ones. The report that Rex Tillerson had called President Trump a moron, and the administration kind of tried to put that thing to bed, snuffed that story out. But if you're the President of the United States and you're seeing reports like that, you know, at some point you're going to be like, really? Really? And did this really happen? And not good if one of your subordinates, in this case Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is privately telling people that his boss is a moron. You know, whether or not he thinks that's not really exactly being loyal to your mission and to the President of the United States and the administration that you serve.
But I will play devil's advocate here. There are others, again, Jeff Sessions keeps coming to mind, who have disagreed with the president. They've butted heads on several different things. You have the president tweeting out, why isn't the DOJ doing this or doing that, or why isn't there, or if they're looking into, for instance, Hillary Clinton, those types of things. And it got to the point, and the rumors got so prevalent that Jeff Sessions was going to be kicked out, that he offered his resignation, and the president turned him down. And Jeff Sessions still remains. There's something in the Trump orbit where some, very few, can survive when it gets to this point. And Sessions seems to have found the magical formula for still hanging around. And maybe it's just because he's adorable. He's although I have to tell you, I kind of like Rex Tillerson too. I don't know the man, but from what I see of him, I kind of like him as well. So there is still a debate, apparently, about whether Cotton is more valuable in the Senate than taking over for the CIA. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. And if that does happen, Asa Hutchinson, who's a Republican, who is the governor in Arkansas, would appoint a replacement who could serve until the 2018 election. But that puts another seat in play for 2018 for the Republicans. I don't know if they want that. There's that to consider as well. So this is not a done deal. None of this, obviously. These are all rumors.
There's also the other side of this, which is, and I don't know how important this is to President Trump, but Rex Tillerson constantly attacked as demoralizing the agency over which he that he's running. The idea that that he's slashing the budget and the staff at the State Department, that it's not as managed anywhere near as effectively as it should be. And this amounts to one of the chief criticisms from the outside and from the inside of the State Department of Rex Tillerson. Not sure whether or not that amounts to something that the President of the United States is especially concerned about, because I feel like whether or not he has the State Department supporting him, he's moving on his goals diplomatically.
But also, the President is about cutting staff. Isn't he about cutting waste, fraud, and abuse, which is the phrase that President Obama made so famous?
Right, and the White House has been pushing the slashing at the State Department. They slashed the State Department budget by 31%.
Yeah, pushed out more than 2,000 career diplomats. Gone. And that would be something that I would think would make the President very happy. Right. So these are all just rumors, but D.C. loves a good rumor.
Yeah.
Love a good rumor.
This is one of those rumors where it's all starting to sound kind of like the end is near. That this is not just fake news. Like, Rex Tillerson may very well be on the way out, and we could see some shifting around of positions. We'll find out. 6:15 right now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Virginia, 66. You're off to a pretty decent start here for our Friday morning out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway, and even inside the Beltway through Falls Church in Arlington. Now, where we have a couple hangups, we had the earlier crash on the Beltway Tyson's outer loop after the toll road. Looks like that's cleared out of the travel lanes and pretty much up at speed. So if you're coming, say, across the Legion Bridge and toward the Tyson's area, it won't cost you too much extra time. Still in delay, though, Dumfries area. The crash southbound 95 after 234. Dumfries stay to the left to get by. So this is in the southbound stretch. Northbound, if you're coming out of Triangle to Dumfries, lanes open and no issues there. 270, blech. We're still in delays here as you approach Route 80 Urbana due to the crash. Still one lane getting by. And boy, it was a doozy in Gaithersburg. A utility pole, wires down, and as a result closed is 355 each direction just north of Gaithersburg High School between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. Watch for those closures, detours, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have abundant sunshine. The high will be in the low to mid-50s. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mix with a high in the low to mid-50s. And then Sunday, we'll get sunshine. It'll be warmer with the high in the mid to upper 50s. That all sounds nice. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
When your paycheck stops in retirement, will it stop you from having the lifestyle you want? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini. Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
All right, this is the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, and you can support Fisher House right now by making a donation to 301-294-8560. That's 301-294-8560. And please do your part this morning. And, you know what, very interested in bringing now Vicki Carter in. Vicki, good morning. I'm very happy to have you here.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Now, Vicki, your background is you're the mother of Heather, who's an Air Force veteran who lost her leg after a softball accident while playing for the Air Force softball team. And while in recovery, you spent 9 months in a Fisher House. Tell us about the beginning of that experience, when you found out about what had happened to Heather and what it was like to get connected to the Fisher House.
Actually, I hadn't known anything about the Fisher House until Heather was injured and was losing her leg, having the amputation. And that was an absolute godsend. Financially, mentally, emotionally, it had to go to the hospital so I could get her for all of her appointments. You're at your worst, you're at your breaking point, and they were just there with a kind word, a touch on the shoulder, a hug if you needed it. They celebrated every accomplishment she made, and just felt like my second family.
In this tough moment, you know, when's the exact moment you find out about the Fisher House? I imagine this is a moment of chaos. You're visiting the hospital for the first time and trying to figure out what are the next few months going to be like.
In all honesty, I don't even know. I was that not traumatized, but it's all like a blur.
Right. But I imagine it must have brought some relief to you to find out that the Fisher House existed.
Oh, absolutely huge. I didn't know where I was going to stay, how we were going to, you know, try to have our house in Richmond, maybe up in Maryland. Financially, where could we stay close to the hospital, because her appointments ran from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we would sometimes get back to the Fisher House at 5 at night, and we were less than a half mile away.
We keep telling people, because Vince and I got to visit the Fisher Houses at Bethesda, and we keep telling people that it really is like a home. You walk into it like a home. It is laid out like a regular home, but yet you are living there with other people. Was that something that you found valuable to you to have those other people, other families there?
It was challenging. At first, you go there because you're just intimidated by absolutely everything, and you're barely putting one foot in front of the other because you're just trying to get through everything and be the support for, you know, my daughter. But having them there, I mean, everybody stepped up to the plate. They welcome you. They show you where things are. They just make you feel special.
You know, Vicki, you know, the Christmas is approaching, and I understand that you stayed in a Fisher House for 9 months, and during that time, you experienced actually several of the holidays away from your home. One of those holidays was Christmas. What was that like, spending Christmas inside of a Fisher House?
Totally a surprise. I thought it was going to be very, very depressing, and didn't know how, you know, we would get through. Just her and I up there, and because my husband had to be in Richmond, you know, with the dogs, but they made it special. I mean, they even had volunteers that gave us gifts at Christmas, totally unexpected. People stepped out of the box. They brought meals. You celebrated with everybody, and everybody was in the same situation. Everybody was missing their families, but you all came together, and that became your family.
Yeah, and tell us about your daughter now. She's doing phenomenally. She's on the cover of The Patriot, which is the Fisher House magazine, and her story has taken such a wonderful turn. Tell us about that.
Yeah, as soon as she had the amputation, she had suffered 4.5 years trying to do limb salvage. And once she had the amputation, between the Fisher House and everything that the Wounded Warriors and everything like that did, she had the amputation in October. In January, she did her first hand cycle bike in Florida. And she just found, okay, I can do a different kind of sport. And she's just absolutely excelled. And she's actually back playing softball as well.
Do you think that her recovery, being able to stay with you, do you think her recovery was faster than it would have been if it weren't for her ability and the ability for you to be there with her?
She's very determined, but yes, having somebody, because when you first have it done, it's not only the physical, it's the emotional. And I always said, adapt, overcome, achieve. failure is not an option. And she's always felt that within herself. So it was just persevering and finding new dreams, new challenges, new goals.
Yeah, and I would think that for the other people in the home in which you were living, the other families that were there, and since you were there for so long, you probably saw several come and go. But having someone who is just so positive and such a positive force, you as well with your attitude as well, had to be such a blessing in return. It was something that you could give to them and be a blessing to them as they started their journey and they arrive at Fisher House.
Yes, we all actually rely on one another. When you first come in, everybody tends to be quiet. You seek solitude. You're more or less licking your wounds. But as you spend time in there, you're making your coffee in the morning. Somebody comes in. You start talking more and more. And as Heather always said, I can feel bad, but all of a sudden I see somebody, they're worse than me. There's always somebody, no matter how bad you have it, there's somebody that's got it worse.
Vicki Carter, thank you so much for sharing your story and your daughter Heather's story with us this morning. Very important. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And Vicki, I mentioned what she said just now. Adapt, overcome, achieve. All of that can be accomplished through Fisher House as you support the great work they're doing to support our wounded warriors and their families. And you can help them out this morning by calling 301-294-8560. That's 301-294-8560. 623 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, keep alert. DC 295 have some of the volume here as we push south for the morning commute. But DDOT crews were looking for a reported crash south of Benning Road. Good on the southeast, southwest freeway, each direction, have no problems there. Now, where we do have some issues, let's go Virginia. Southbound 95, opposite flow of the morning rush hour. Delays in Dumfries. The crash is after 234 Dumfries along the right side. Definitely seeing those delays growing. Northbound, lanes are open and you're okay. Now, for the northbound morning rush hour commute, a little bit of volume here, Dale City. Again, Lorton into Newington and then briefly at the Beltway. So that's what we have on our 95 trip, Virginia. 95 Maryland, you're good down to the Beltway. 270, still struggling here to get you into Urbana. Accident is southbound 270. Before you get to Route 80 Urbana, stay right. And of course, if you hadn't heard me talk about it before, still have the closure in Gaithersburg. 355 shut down each direction between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. That's just north of Gaithersburg High School. Single car crash brought down utility pole and wires. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today. It's like CVS, Rite Aid pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure through the weekend. That brings plenty of sunshine for our Friday. Low to mid-50s. Clear tonight. Low around 35. Tomorrow, sunshine. Clouds mixing. Low to mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
It's fall, football season, and just like a good quarterback is critical to your football team's success, so a good realtor is essential in quarterbacking your purchase or sale of real estate. From the halfback of advertising to the fullback of negotiating, to get you into the end zone, you need a realtor who can move the ball against a tough field of buyers or sellers. And if that's you, call me. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster at 1-800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com.
Join the American Pops Orchestra as they host the holidays at the theater at MGM National Harbor, Friday, December 15th at 8 p.m. This special performance will be conducted by Luke Frazier and features special appearances from Rumor Willis, Lea Delaria from Orange is the New Black, Mobley and DC's own favorite Broadway stars. They'll be performing holiday classics, including White Christmas, Santa Baby, and Merry Christmas, Darling. Tickets start at $55 and can be purchased on MGMNationalHarbor.com. Reserve your tickets now.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain, nor sleet, nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined.
And highly trained.
And incredibly well equipped.
And we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
And coming up on WMAL, we have more stories for you, more people sharing their stories of why they benefited from Fisher House. And along those lines, a big thanks to David from Virginia. Gave another incredibly generous donation of $2,000 this morning. Did it online. You can do it too, WMAL.com.
And meanwhile, the grand total this morning of your contributions, $19,453. Yeah. Remember, the first $50,000 matched by Leonardo. Do it now, 301-294-8560. 6:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump tweeting, build the wall, following the not guilty verdict in the murder case against an undocumented immigrant in the shooting death of Kate Steinle in San Francisco. Kate's brother in a statement saying, the system failed Kate from the start. Tax debate resumes in the Senate later today as the GOP continues efforts to pass a tax reform bill amid strong opposition from Capitol Hill Democrats. Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam promising to unite both parties in the General Assembly when he takes over, while saying he is optimistic about chances to pass Medicaid expansion in Virginia, which state Republicans steadfastly oppose. National Park Service will be inspecting D.C.'s monuments following last evening's earthquake.
And we'll certainly do any necessary inspections to make sure that the Washington Monument, Lincoln, Jefferson Memorial, any of the structures under our care are okay.
Mike Litteris with the Park Service, the 4.1 quake centered in Dover, Delaware. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,272, NASDAQ at 6,874. Sports sponsored by Leidos. Redskins lose to the Cowboys, that's enough said, 38-14. Caps fall to the Kings, 5-2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It pays to know smart people. Do you know an innovative IT professional who wants to make the world healthier, safer, and more efficient? Visit Leidos.com/refer and send in their resume. If they get the job, you get $2,000. That's Leidos.com/refer.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? This weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Don't miss the other incredible savings. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, Mattress Warehouse has got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. Sleephappens.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's 635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, some relief in sight here in Dumfries. An unusual backup southbound due to the crash. 95 after 234 Dumfries, but it's just been moved to the shoulder. So sitting in those delays, there's some positive news up ahead. Now, for northbound, out of Stafford Triangle, wide open, no delays there. A little bit of northbound volume, Dale City. Again, Lorton into Newington. Beltway off to a pretty good run here this hour as we head through with the Virginia Beltway. Maryland Beltway topside, the heaviest stretch right now through Silver Spring. 270 still jammed solid into Urbana. Southbound before the exit for Route 80 Urbana. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. Northbound lanes open. Gaithersburg, in case you missed it, that's closed in each direction. Just north, 355 closed just north of Gaithersburg High School between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. So your alternate, you could use Summit to East Diamond or over to 270. They expect this to be still shut down for several hours as utility pole and wires are being repaired. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure through the weekend. That brings plenty of sunshine for our Friday. Low to mid-50s. Clear tonight. Low around 35. Tomorrow, sunshine. Clouds mixing. Low to mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 48 degrees right now and clear at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington. Small WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
That's right. This is the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. And this morning, the first $50,000 in donations from you, our WMAL listeners, will be matched. So double your money by calling now, 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. And make your donation to the Fisher House Radiothon on WMAL.com right now. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll have Trevor Maddish joining us to break down the Redskins' breakdown last night. Eli Lake at 7:35 this morning, a lot to talk about with him. And then at 8:05, Brian Riedel. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonna is with Mary Walter.
And one of the things President Trump does so well is he just knows how to needle people. He really knows how to get under people's skin. And Joe Scarborough has officially, in my humble opinion, lost it. But I'll let you decide if you agree with that. So yesterday on Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough and Mika sitting next to him, just kind of shaking her head. Looking at Joe, shaking her head, very, very concertedly looking in the camera. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's grave. And then every now and then throwing a word in. Mm-hmm. He went off on President Trump, and he called on the cabinet to remove him using the 25th Amendment. He said, it is time. President Trump has lost it. And I'm going to let you hear Joe Scarborough in his own words, because I will not do it justice. And then you can make your own decision. Here's Joe.
He is completely detached from reality. We had a New York Times and Washington Post piece saying so a couple of days ago. And the question is, Mika, if this is not what the 25th Amendment was drafted for,
then what is it?
I would like the cabinet members serving America, not the president, serving America.
America.
You serve America and you know it.
America.
You know you don't serve Donald Trump.
They're like the liberal diamond and silk.
They are.
Aren't
it's
they?
Hilarious.
Like, they just, like, whatever he says, she just repeats with, like, yes, exactly. Enthusiasm.
Serving America. America. I just loved when she did that. See, because Joe Scarborough is all upset about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump tweeted out a reference to an intern to Joe Scarborough who... died in Florida, and that's old news.
Referred to it as the Florida mystery.
And right.
And these rumors that have been running around for years that Scarborough is the one who killed his aide. And and obviously, there's been no conclusion that's led anybody of authority to that. But the president of the United States floated it out there as the Florida mystery. And boy, did he just light a fire under Joe Scarborough. And now, it's amazing because you remember Joe Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski for that matter, detested Hillary Clinton to an extent during the actual campaign, were for Donald Trump during the actual campaign, and then eventually turned on him. Now, Joe Scarborough sounds like the most anti-Trump host on MSNBC. In fact, I think he is. So it's not Rachel Maddow. It's not Lawrence O'Donnell. It's not anybody else, you know, who's on the network. It's Joe Scarborough. Now, Joe Scarborough's literally calling for 25th Amendment solutions to getting rid of the president of the United States. Boy, has Trump succeeded.
It's amazing. I mean, as my mother would say, Joe protesteth too much. You know, he floated this out there instead of treating it like, oh, come on, it's ridiculous, and ignoring it as they should have done. Joe took that bait hook, line, and sinker, so he is now calling for the president to be removed from office using the 25th Amendment because the president is, to quote Joe, detached from reality. They go on. Here's Joe.
Scam developer, scam, you know, Trump University proprietor, reality TV show host. You don't represent him. You represent 320 million people whose lives are literally in your hands.
Oh, come on. This, like, you want to, Joe, do you want us to go back and play what you said about Trump in the past? You really want us to? See, now calling him a scam developer, all these things. Those are not the words that came out of your mouth before. It used to be adulation. It used to be appreciation. It used to be that you were so friendly with him, Donald Trump would call into your show and have conversations with you on the show. Obviously, times have changed. But the record can be used against you. Remember that.
But wait, but so, because I must have missed this, because they must have only been for Trump when he was running against Hillary for like a hot minute, and that was about it, because I don't remember the Morning Joe being all pro-Donald Trump and anti-Hillary during the campaign.
They were. I mean, it wasn't, like, there were times, you had Mika Brzezinski questioning Hillary Clinton. I mean, they were the one spot on MSNBC where there was distance from Hillary and a proximity to Donald Trump. And by the way, then that has changed completely. But they were kind of a pro-Trump environment, as about as pro-Trump as you could be in an MSNBC at one point.
Well, and Joe and Mika are apparently building a love bunker for the inevitable nuclear showdown with North Korea.
We are facing a showdown with a nuclear power, and you have somebody inside the White House that the New York Daily News says is mentally unfit. That people close to him say is mentally unfit.
Oh, my God.
That people close to him during the campaign told me had early stages of dementia. Now, listen, you can get mad at me if you want to.
You can
people
say that's not okay to say.
Said that,
but
Sam
it
Numbers?
Is okay to say we... When are we supposed to say this? After the first nuclear missile goes? Is that when it's proper to bring this up in polite society?
I bet he's leaning into the camera as he asks us.
But here's the thing. He says that people he knows told him or in the early stages of the campaign that Trump was in the early stages of dementia. Then why did you support him if that's true? That doesn't make any sense.
It's idiotic. 6:43 on WMAL. More from the WMAL Radiothon for the Fisher House coming up.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory. More employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, a little bit of a challenge for our Gaithersburg commuters this morning. Shutdown is 355 in each direction. Essentially, it's closed between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. That's just north of Gaithersburg High School. So you can use Summit and East Diamond Avenue as an alternate or over to 270. Now, as for 270 through Gaithersburg down to the Beltway, in great shape. Trying to recover a bit farther north as you come south on 270 before Route 80 Urbana. Finally, I'm getting the all clear from crews. They reopened all the lanes from the earlier accident, so you should start to see some movement here as you head in toward Urbana. No problems on the Beltway heading through Silver Spring, but just the volume. Starting to see some of those delays build to the Wilson Bridge back near 210. And for 95 Virginia South, if you heard me talk about the crash in Dumfries, that's been cleared as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around for Friday as we hit the low to mid 50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid 50s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL.
And joining us right now is Tish Strobes. I'm sorry about that. Tish Strobes. She is the Vice President of Strategic Initiatives for the Fisher House Foundation. She's also a military spouse herself. Tish, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thanks for having me, Mary and Vince. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is such a great day. This is such a wonderful tradition between WMAL and Fisher House to raise money to allow military families to have a place to stay while a loved one is undergoing some kind of treatment anywhere in the country at a medical facility, a military medical facility. Tell us about your involvement with Fisher. How did you get involved with Fisher House?
Well, actually, I ran the Marine Corps Marathon and decided to fundraise for an organization, and it was Fisher House. Great success. I didn't know a lot about Fisher House prior to doing that and decided, what a great organization. Why not pay it forward? And I always said it was my insurance policy to ensure I never had to use it. And one thing led to another, and my love for Fisher House and passion grew, and I ended up with a great job, and really not even a job. It's an incredible blessing, and something I enjoy doing every single day.
Tish, you know, a lot of, you know, we encounter a lot of charities in our life, people who ask for support for different things. And one of the first questions that sort of discerning donors have is, how is my money used? How is it put to work effectively? And I was very encouraged when I looked into Fisher House for the first time and tells people about why they should be encouraged about the way their money's used if they give to Fisher House.
We try and be very, very careful and use every dollar the best that we can, putting it towards our programs and just trying to make a difference. I can give you an example. For example, if somebody says, hey, I want to give my funds to, you know, your Hero Miles program, those funds, by saying that's exactly what you want to do with them, will go directly to the program, you know, all of those funds to make that difference. And we, across the board, from every single person that works here, all the way up to our leadership, Dave Coker and Ken Fisher, our chairman and CEO, that is something they are incredibly mindful of and constantly thinking about, so that we can honor each and every donation that is made.
Right, and your charity rating, by the way, is excellent. I want to, you know, ask you about sort of your personal experience as a military spouse. Your husband recently retired from the Air Force. When you see a program like Fisher House, how important is it to the average military family, and what does it really provide?
To know that if an emergency comes up, something happens, and we will be taken care of, Fisher House Foundation bridges the gap between what the military can do and what they cannot do. And by having a house next to a hospital and at an active duty, you know, base location, or even now in my case, you know, my husband is now retired, a VA, you know, God forbid he needed treatment, and to know that I can be there staying at a Fisher House day in and day out. After a week in a hotel at $100, you know, a night, you very quickly, it adds up. And it can be very, very difficult. And in many cases, many people wouldn't be able to be by the side of their loved one. So to have that burden removed and to know that all you need to do is focus on your loved one, that is an incredible feeling, just to know that worry is taken care of.
Tish Strobes,
absolutely.
Please keep up the great work with the Fisher House Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to encourage everyone to give back to the people who've already given so much for the country, the military heroes and their families who are supported by Fisher House. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560 this morning, 651 on WMAL.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW, new management, 165 tables, entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City Gun Show ever, Dale City VFW, this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
6:53, let's see how your money's doing and check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hi, Vince and Mary. After a second day, record day for stocks and the Dow blowing up through 24,000. What a day yesterday. Futures are lower, though. We could see a 100-point drop on the Dow at the open on Wall Street this morning. Corporate tax cuts hit that setback in the Senate last night. Lawmakers will try again today. The first vote should come around 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll be watching. Markets are all down in Europe. Mostly higher this morning in Asia. Crude oil is pushing up as well. The first day of December brings November sales numbers for the major automakers. Car sales are expected to have been strong last month because of incentives to clear out those 2017 models. Some dealers stretched Black Friday sales for the whole month. Discount chain Big Lots is out with mixed quarterly earnings this morning, but same-store sales were up and shares are up, too, by 2% in pre-market trading right now. Hurricane season is officially over for the year. 2017 was tied for fifth as the most active since records began in 1851, but it was the costliest season ever. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
2017 has been a banner year on the stock market, so your IRA and 401k have never looked better. Now may be your best opportunity to do some profit-taking and roll a portion of your account into the 1010 IRA. Chris Plant here. You've heard me talk about the 1010 IRA. It delivers 10% annual returns guaranteed for 10 years. You may be wondering, how is that possible? Well, just one call to fiduciary advisor David Ahrens and his team will get all your questions answered. I've known David for years, and his weekly financial radio program is a popular part of the WMAL lineup. Call David now to have a free information packet on the 1010 IRA delivered to you and find out how 10% guaranteed returns over 10 years will benefit you and your family. Call or text 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Lock in your profits now at record highs. Call or text 888-411-4130.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some areas catching a break for our Friday morning trip. Here on 66, a little bit of volume through the Manassas interchanges and then briefly in Fair Oaks and at the Beltway, so that's pretty decent. 95 southbound, the crash in Dumfries gone. Delays quickly cleared, and the southbound delays are of ease. Now northbound, have a bit of volume into Woodbridge still. We had a minor crash over to the shoulder northbound near 123. 270, much better out of Frederick now that the lanes have been reopened. So a sigh of relief here as you approach Route 80 Urbana, no longer with the closures for the crash. 355 Gaithersburg, shut down still each direction north of Gaithersburg High School. Repairs to a utility pole and wires underway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next look at rain might be on Tuesday. We'll carry sunshine throughout our Friday. Hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, low 35. Low to mid-50s tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48 degrees. 6:56 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds Team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers in waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, as you know, this is our annual WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon. You know, and we've been blessed. We've had David from Virginia and Doug from Stafford who went online, went to WMAL.com, clicked on that banner at the top of the page, made their donations online before they went to work today. So blessed, they each gave $2,000. But here's the thing. You don't have to give $2,000. Did you know if you give $10, $10 will house a family for one day at a Fisher House? It's only $10 a day for an entire family. So please don't think like, oh, I can only give $5. It doesn't help. You know what? If you give $5 and someone else on their way to work today gives $5, you have just housed a family for a day in a Fisher House somewhere in this country.
Yeah, and that's because of the kind of the way the military works. They can't give it away for free. They've got to charge a nominal fee. So that there's that $10 a day. And the Fisher House Foundation builds these homes on military bases, basically across the street from our military hospitals. And as a way to take care of the families, they have to charge a nominal fee. But the families don't pay anything.
No, they don't.
It's through other people's generosity. It's through your generosity that they can stay there each night. And again, as Mary said, that $10 actually helps them. You just get a night in a hotel with a nice bed, with a bathroom, with a full bathroom in this suite for them. And then they have a common kitchen area, common living room area, common dining area where they can meet and discuss
laundry
with other
room.
Families. Yeah, and laundry rooms. All these amenities that are desperately needed as they sort of struggle with one of the toughest moments in their lives as they take care of our military heroes and other family members who are going through treatment. Really urgent that we get your support this morning because we really want to climb up to that $50,000 because Leonardo is matching with the first $50,000 in donations from our WMAL listeners. So you really can double your money by calling now. That's 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, and make your donation to the Fisher House Radiothon on WMAL right now. We really could use your help. Thank you to all of you who have helped so far.
Yeah.
The grand total at this time, $24,228.
All right.
Keep it coming. Let's take care of these families. Doing excellent work this morning. Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
All right. We'll be joined by Trevor Maddich to find out what went wrong in that game yesterday.
And the man who's running this thing, Ken Fisher, will join us of the Fisher House. Eager to talk to him. All ahead here on Mornings on the Mall at 7 o'clock. Now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The voting process expected to resume this morning on Capitol Hill as Senate Republicans are eager to get a deal with GOP Senate holdouts for a tax overhaul package.
Some of the changes that they are thinking about here for the bill, reinstating alternative minimum tax for some corporations and wealthy individuals, also potentially raising the corporate tax rate from 20% above after several years. We'll see if either one of those things satisfy some of these lawmakers.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. President Trump calling the not guilty verdict a disgrace after jurors in San Francisco acquitted an illegal immigrant in the killing of Kate Steinle, shot in the back on Pier 41 while walking with her dad in 2015. Defense attorney Matt Gonzalez.
I hope that they do not interpret this verdict as diminishing in any way the awful tragedy that occurred and that their family has suffered.
The investigation continues into the graduation questions at Ballou High School in the district after school records found half of the graduates last year missed more than 3 months of school.
We have two investigations that will be going on over the next month and starting immediately to find out what happened here with Ballou and how many students actually passed with their graduation requirements and what problems we had. And also whether this was an isolated incident or whether it's system-wide.
Ashley Carter with the D.C. Board of Education on the Larry O'Connor Show, while D.C. Public Schools is promising corrective action. Resentencing set for today for a former congressman convicted nearly a decade ago on bribery charges. Louisiana Democrat William Jefferson served 5 years of a 13-year sentence. Last month, the judge said this recent Supreme Court rulings changing what constitutes bribery stemming from the trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald entitles Jefferson to a resentencing hearing. His bribery case made headlines when $90,000 in cash was found in Jefferson's freezer back in 2005. Medical marijuana will soon be available across Maryland.
Medical marijuana dispensaries all over Maryland are preparing to open for business. Rye Silver Spring cut the ribbon on its facility Tuesday. The co-owner, Andy Grossman, says they hope to open in the next few days, but can't be sure.
There's lots of factors that come in. There's 14 growers in the state, and not all of the growers are ready to sell their product.
But one.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.